It's time for the Independence Coaches Corner with Coach Kendall Fiskus. The Independence Coaches Corner is brought to you by H&R Block Independence. Now with the latest in Bulldog football, here's Kendall Fiskus and Shane Neal.
We move towards the final three games of the regular season in Southeast Kansas, and we're joined as we are every single Friday by Independence Bulldogs head coach Kendall Fiskus. Coach Fiskus, always appreciate the time. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. And going back to last week's game against Chanute, Coach, a really tough part of the schedule for you, of course, with three of the top teams in the region in all of 4A, back-to-back-to-back with Fort Scott, Field, Kinley, and Chanute. So take me back through these past 3 weeks. What has your group learned from that experience, and how do you plan to apply it to the final stretch of the season?
I've really been excited about our defense. They have kept us in games. They're flying around, they're getting to the ball, they're making plays. We have to return the favor on offense. So I know, I feel as if our defense can keep us in any game. We have to find that spark that gets us going on offense and be consistent there.
And it has to be, it's a little bit, opposite, I guess, to what it was last year, where last year Independence really had a defense that struggled and gave up almost 30 points per game. So you kind of flip the script, but I think you'd rather have it this way, Coach. Of course, you want all sides of the ball to be clicking, of course, but I think you'd rather have, like you said, a defense that keeps you in games and an offense that's still kind of figuring some stuff out versus an offense that can score on anyone, but a defense that maybe can't stop anyone. Would you agree?
Right now I don't know that I would, but I know what you're saying. Being there on the offensive side of the ball, it's tough because we see glimpses of hope. Hey, we're moving, and then all of a sudden, we get a holding at an inopportune time or we don't block it right. But, I wouldn't mind being in a shootout every once in a while because that just kind of means the offense is moving. But as you get towards playoff time, you want your defense to be clicking on all cylinders, and I feel like they've been doing that. Coach Rose, Coach Pauly, and Coach Fabricius, they have been doing a great job with that all season.
Coach, you take on the Pittsburgh Dragons this week on the road, and this is a team that had a couple great offensive performances before falling in their last game against Paola. So what is your key? What is the key to slowing down the Dragons, and what's your keys for Friday night?
As always, especially when you're going against that triple option team, you got to have alignment assignment, and you have to do your job. You can't do somebody else's job because then they're going to make you wrong as often as they can. So we have to be, on our toes with it. And then on offense, we have to do our job. We have to make sure that we are, executing in the right spot. Everybody's on the same page, and we got to get a rhythm established early so that way we're not trying to establish it and you're already down two scores when you're running kind of a ball control offense like we do.
Coach, appreciate your time. Last thing I have for you. Of course, you take every opponent seriously, and you take every week one game at a time. But only three games left in the regular season before we start talking playoffs. So with your team having three more opportunities to improve as a group before we start talking playoff football, what's the key to your group getting better each week and making sure they're playing their best football come the postseason?
Just making sure that everybody's on the same page. We have to have consistency. And it kind of starts, like you said, we've had a rough 3 weeks with 4A, and then we go play a big, a really good Pittsburgh team. So getting through these 4 weeks and then seeing that improvement, seeing, hey, there's still opportunities available. Regardless of any outcome, we still have opportunities left. And you have to put yourself in a position to be able to go into the postseason strong.
Independence Bulldogs looking to get back in the win column. They take on the Pittsburgh Dragons on the road this week. Coach Kendall Fiskus, good enough to join us. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Best of luck this week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been this week's Independence Coaches Corner with Kendall Fiskus and Shane Neal, presented by H&R Block Independence. Tune in Fridays at 2:35 p.m. on Greatest Hits 104.1 for all the latest in Independence football.